my friends. Today I want to talk about conspiracy theories. Biblical conspiracy theories, okay? So, as if you have heard me before, I have talked about the Bible many, many, many times. I am a crazy theologist person. And I have studied different religions, different times, different books from the Bible. I love the Bible particularly. It has been a book that it taught me many, many things. And it made me believe in a super entity above me, above my flesh, above this world, above everybody, that I call the universal God, or whatever you want to call it. So I'm going to talk about conspiracy theories about the Bible, okay? So one of these days, I like to read the Bible, to be honest. More, my favorite parts where I read is the Psalms and the Proverbs, because I feel like it's a connection between God and me as a creature, and it gives so much good advice, and it's for me, it's as a father giving a son or a daughter in this case good advice on what to do and how to live a life better. And if you ask me what I believe of Jesus, well, right now at this point I will say, whoever wrote the Testaments, Matthew, Mark, John, Lucas, it has to be somebody with amazing fingers, honestly. Because I do like Shakespeare a lot, but this guy who invented, let's believe, if it was everything a lie, you know, whoever invented the and portrayed Jesus, he creates somebody really beautiful, and he's a multifaceted person, and you can get adjusted to whatever he's doing, to whatever he does right now. So I do love the idea of Jesus as this person who even was able to consider himself as a someone powerful, but at the same time someone poor, and it has so many skills. But anyways, so I was tripping right now about the Genesis, and one book that I have talked to you guys about is Genesis, the beginning. And to me, the one law that it continues right now is reproduce everything what you have. Like, to me, the law that is still existing is the law that God gave to our ancestors. In this case, whoever you want, Adam and Lilith, or Adam and Eve. So to me, the law that is still till today is the law of reproduction and take care of everything that God has providing us. That's why I'm against, sometimes I'm against plants with normal seed, with original seed, all this transgenic fruit that it doesn't have a seed, that fruit, it doesn't give you the vitamins and the minerals and the everything, vitamins that your body needs, that it was created with. Because once the fruit, it doesn't have seeds, for me, it's terrorism. Terrorism for our communities, terrorism for our farmers, terrorism for our kids. God created a plant and a fruit with a seed because he knows that we need to eat, and there is so much beautiful and beauty in the fruit that God created for us, the vegetables and everything, for it to continue reproducing itself even when they do their main thing, that is feeding us as animals do. Animals supposed to be created and reproduce as many times as we can to be able to feed humans. But I will stop there. But I want to say how interesting in the Bible you see. So God, the Elohim, right? He was a group of deities. A group of maybe humans who create humans. And the law they said to these humans is reproduction, right? But then the interesting part is in this garden of heaven where Adam and Lilith were. So there is this authority that some people believe is reptilians or the snake or, you know, whoever you believe. But he puts against Adam and Eve against each other, or Adam and Lilith against each other. Because in the first one, Adam and Lilith, basically it was a sexual issue in between them. And then when she wants to leave, the angels say, stay with us, stay with us, don't go, stay. And she was like, no, I don't want to go back to that motherfucker. Right? And she left. And then they punish her with giving her all these bullying words and telling her, well, you need to kill your family, you need to do all this. And they basically blackmail her forever. But I was thinking about, okay, so what happened after? After that, it comes this Eve, right? More submissive. Some people believe that Eve was the daughter. But it appears this entity, like a reptilian, who likes to put against each other. And then we see that when humans pay attention, they were talking the same language at that point. They were talking the same language. And then they decide, you know what? We're going to get united. We're going to get united. We're going to be one thinking. And they were so strong together, and they didn't let anything happen. And these entities were scared the humans can reach the sky, reach the Olympus, the Mount of Zion. And that's when they decide to change our languages, it says. So there are some entities, maybe spiritual, maybe reptilians, whatever, but they do really want to put us apart. Because apart, humans apart, is we cannot conquer things. And we were talking about the reset, right? How they reset us. And now, right now, our generation is seeing a new reset. A new reset. When they get in trigger of our advancement in technology. Like right now we're really united through internet. Even though internet as well put us apart, but there is a part of internet that has united us. And that's why they want to create their new reset as well. The new world, right? The new coin is gonna be a new coin. More electronic, less physical, a different world where they can really target us and where they can really see what is our movement. And it's crazy. I will tell you something. Back in 2002, I had a little episode of a spiritual depression. And in that spiritual depression, I was hiding from the light because I felt like the light, it was something that if there was light, they will track me. That's how I felt it. But what I want to say with you guys is that today is January 18, 2024. And what I see the world talking with somebody today. What I see the world with this vaccine and everything. Cancer is a cell that is being mutated, and then it just triggered in my mind immediately. Oh fuck! Oh, then everybody who gets the vaccine is gonna get cancer. We will see, or maybe somebody will hear this podcast and know it. But that's what the vaccine does. It does mutate your cells with all this CRNA. And I got the vaccine. I got a side effect from it. Whatever. You know what? At this point in my life, if I live longer in this earth that I'm seeing, fine. If not, I know my spirit continue jumping from games from here to there. But I believe in one God that is superior everything we see, and whatever it comes. So I just thought about this, and in many part of the Bible we see this, how these entities that are, I don't know if they are part of our genetic ancestors, but these entities really want to put humans against each other. They like to do that for a weird reason. And these entities that has more knowledge, more advancement, and maybe they do are part of this earth in areas where we're not allowed to go, or maybe subterranean areas, or I don't really know. But what the Bible says is that there are some resets, you know, of these entities coming into the countries and making fights and creating some resets. So that has been told in the Bible in different areas, you know. How it is, I don't know. But one thing, in the Bible, it was one of the last resets that we have, obviously. That's why it was printed out as the first book. There are part of the Egyptians and part of the, even the Incas and the Popol Vuh can give you some information. They do have the reset of the Noé Ark. They did have that. I remember in Peru they have the Pachamama or something like that. So there are stories in different languages that are pretty similar about human destruction. Right now they are telling us about this cyber attack. Wah, 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 wah. But what we're going to do? Do you think they're going to exterminate us all? No, there's going to be always a group that it will survive. The elite group, we don't know. We don't know what is going to happen, but we do know there are some techniques that has been used for centuries and centuries to reset the story again. To destroy Rome empires and creating new empires. So am I scared? Of course, of losing the people that I love. But we can lose them many times. You know, we are here just for a period of time. Don't take it for granted. And that's my conspiracy theory today, that there are these entities that have been here before us, who sadly likes to put us one against the other for us to get reset. Because it's interesting, you know, when that happened to Adam and Eve, believe it or not, they got kicked out of heaven, right? Or the garden of paradise. The garden. So that garden still exists somewhere in this universe. It is. Where? Probably it's in the earth. where exactly, we don't know, but it still exists. I just wanted to say that. Have a good day. Bye.